Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed the power of frequency. Frequency is a realistic approach. What we do every day matters more than what we do once in a while. Build the rhythm and experience how steady engagement changes the way progress feels. This week, we build on this foundation by learning how to hone and refine our creative practice. Once frequency is in place, we can begin to shape, improve, and deepen the work that is already in motion. This episode explores the power of changing our schedule with intention. Through time audits and reflection, we are able to understand where our time truly goes and realign our priorities. By doing so, we make room for creative work. Reassess daily activities and make adjustments when timing feels off. We will also discuss the importance of deadlines as a source of motivation. Structure and flexibility helps our schedule become a tool for confidence, productivity, and long-term planning rather than a source of stress. When do we need to change our schedule? Recognizing the moments when your schedule no longer aligns with your priorities is essential before making beneficial adjustments. This leads into the importance of regularly reevaluating your schedule to ensure time is being spent where it provides the most value. I change my schedule when priorities shift or timing is off. I use a time audit to gather data about how I spend my time during the day. On the weekend, I review my activities for the week to see how well I align with what I plan to do. Time is not static. From one week to the next, our priorities, energy levels, and responsibilities are constantly changing. The schedule we used last month, or even last week, may no longer support what matters most right now. When you take time to step back and review how you are spending your hours, you give yourself the opportunity to make intentional adjustments instead of operating on autopilot. One key reason to reassess your schedule is when priorities shift. New goals, projects, or personal commitments naturally require space, and without reviewing your existing activities, they often get squeezed into already full days. By examining each activity and asking what value it provides, you can identify what deserves your best time and what may need to be reduced, delegated, or removed altogether. This process helps ensure your schedule reflects what is important now, not what used to be important. Another signal that reevaluation is needed is when your timing feels off. Consistently arriving late, feeling rushed, or struggling to transition between tasks often indicates that time blocks are unrealistic. Reviewing your schedule allows you to see whether certain activities need more time, less time, or a different placement in the day. Small adjustments, such as shifting start times or adding buffer periods, can dramatically reduce stress and improve consistency. Ultimately, reevaluating your schedule is about alignment. It helps you match your time with your values, your goals, and your natural rhythms. Instead of forcing yourself to fit into an outdated plan, you create a schedule that works with you. This intentional approach turns your calendar into a strategic tool, one that supports productivity, creativity, and a greater sense of control over how you spend your days. Once you begin reevaluating your schedule, the next logical step is understanding how your time is actually being spent. It's one thing to adjust your calendar based on how things feel, but it's another to use real data to guide those decisions. This is where the time audit becomes essential, revealing the gap between intention and reality and providing clarity for smarter scheduling choices. I also use the time audit to see how long it takes me to complete an activity. This helps me refine future scheduling expectations to improve accuracy. By doing so, I find ways to be more efficient. This is helpful for routine tasks and errands. I like to see how quickly I can complete the errand or task. It helps me rethink what is possible. In turn, this refines my creative approach. Time audits reveal realistic time use by replacing assumptions with clear, measurable data. Most people build their schedules based on how long they think tasks should take, not how long they actually do. A time audit removes that guesswork. By tracking activities over a set period, you gain an honest picture of where your time is going and how your days truly unfold. One of the most common discoveries during a time audit is that tasks take longer than expected. Transitions between activities, distractions, and small interruptions add up, even when the task itself feels simple. Recognizing this helps explain why schedules often feel rushed or incomplete. Rather than viewing this as a failure, a time audit reframes it as useful information. It shows you where your expectations need to be adjusted to match reality. Using this data allows you to refine future scheduling. You can allocate more accurate time blocks, reduce overbooking, and build in buffers that prevent stress. When you know how long something truly takes, you can plan with confidence instead of constantly falling behind. Over time, this leads to smoother days and more consistent follow-through. Time audits are especially helpful for routine tasks and errands. Once you establish a baseline, you could treat your past performance as a benchmark. For example, if an errand took 40 minutes last time, you can aim to match or slightly improve that time without rushing. This turns everyday tasks into opportunities for efficiency rather than frustration. Ultimately, a time audit empowers you to work smarter, not harder. It transforms your schedule from a hopeful plan into a realistic framework. By grounding your decisions in real data, you gain control over your time, reduce unnecessary pressure, and create a schedule that supports both productivity and balance. After gaining a clear understanding of how long tasks truly take, the next step is giving your time structure and direction. Accurate scheduling creates the foundation, but progress happens when that time is anchored to a clear endpoint. This naturally leads to the role of deadlines and how they transform planning into focused, productive action. I set deadlines to create structure, excitement, and fuel momentum. When I know how long a project will take, I can plan with confidence. But work is a balance of creativity and productivity. Deadlines increase focus and productivity by giving your time a clear purpose. Without a defined endpoint, projects can stretch indefinitely, making it difficult to measure progress or maintain momentum. A deadline creates structure, turning open-ended ideas into actionable plans. Instead of wondering when something will get done, you know exactly what you are working toward and when it needs to be completed. When deadlines are based on realistic time estimates, drawn from time audits and past experience, they become supportive rather than stressful. You can confidently plan your days and weeks by knowing that your schedule aligns with how you actually work. This clarity reduces decision fatigue and prevents overcommitting, allowing you to move from task to task with intention instead of urgency. Deadlines also add excitement to creative work. Creativity thrives on freedom, but it benefits from boundaries. A timeline provides just enough pressure to keep you engaged without stifling ideas. With a deadline in place, you are not only focused on generating ideas, but also on bringing them to completion. This balance transforms creativity into progress and ensures your work moves forward instead of staying in the planning phase. Another powerful benefit of deadlines is long-term planning. Once you assign a deadline to your current project, you can begin mapping out future projects with confidence. Each timeline creates space for the next, helping you see how your efforts fit together over months rather than days. This forward-looking approach builds momentum and reduces anxiety about what comes next. Ultimately, deadlines shift your relationship with time. They turn productivity into a steady rhythm instead of a reactive scramble. By combining accurate time awareness with clear timelines, deadlines help you stay motivated, focused, and in control, making it easier to consistently move from intention to completion. Now that the value of deadlines is clear, the focus shifts from understanding to action. Insight alone doesn't create change. Movement does. Turn these ideas into real progress. The next step is choosing a few simple, practical actions that can be applied immediately. These action steps are designed to help you move forward with clarity, confidence, and momentum without feeling overwhelmed. To help you move forward without feeling overwhelmed, choose one of the following two actions based on where you are right now. You don't need to do both. Progress comes from starting where it makes the most sense for you. If you're just getting started or feel like your timing is off, choose action one, do a time audit. Spend 1 week tracking how you actually use your time. Write down what you're doing, when you start, and when you finish. The goal isn't perfection, it's awareness. This process will quickly reveal patterns, delays, and activities that take longer than you expected. The time audit, the 15-minute time audit, is helpful for this. Once you see your time clearly, you'll stop guessing and start making decisions based on reality. A time audit gives you a solid foundation and helps you rebuild your schedule with confidence instead of frustration. If you already have clarity and need momentum, choose action 2. Create a deadline and make it public. Select one project you want to complete and assign a realistic deadline. Then, take it a step further. Share that deadline publicly for accountability. Post it on social media, write it on your blog, or tell an accountability partner. Making your commitment visible adds weight to the deadline and increases follow-through. It's no longer just an idea in your head. It's a promise with witnesses. This external accountability creates focus, motivation, and a healthy sense of urgency. Both options move you forward. One builds clarity, the other builds momentum. Choose the one that matches your current needs and take action today. This episode explored the power of changing our schedule with intention. I shared how to reassess daily activities with intention and use deadlines to increase momentum. Structure and flexibility helps my daily schedule become a tool for confidence, creativity, productivity, and long-term planning. As a result, I have less stress and feel more in tune with daily life. Next week, we will further this idea by learning how to build renewal into the day-to-day grind. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.